Okay, we gave a general introduction last time on this, and this is a very important part of Maaser. Using Maaser money for mitzvahs. It has many, many different ramifications. And basically, if you are giving Maaser religiously, right, meaning that you assumed that you have to give Maaser, and you have to give it to tzedakah, okay, and therefore you haven't been using it for mitzvahs because you heard that you're not allowed to use it for mitzvahs. There is good possibility that if you learn this now, you'll be able to change and start using it for certain mitzvahs, under the guidelines we'll say. Because you made a mistake. You thought that that's what you had to do, and we'll see that it's not necessarily the case. If you knew that there are opinions that say that you could use Maaser for mitzvahs, but you're giving Maaser and you decided you're not going to do that, then you can't just change midstream, and you would have to have Hataras Nedarim, and there's a big shaila whether Hataras Nedarim will work, because it's Hataras Nedarim on a Nidri mitzvah. That there's times yeah, times not, that already you have to come and ask a shaila, personal, and whatever. But if you thought that you couldn't use Maaser money for mitzvahs, right, and therefore that's what you've been doing, but it's because of mistake, then you don't need Hataras Nedarim, and you can change. Change means the following. That if you would have known that when you start giving Maaser, you could make a condition and say the following. I'm giving Maaser not because necessarily I hold you have to. I'm giving it because there's a minhag to give it, and I want to fulfill that minhag. But I'm going to give it under the conditions that I want to give it. And I want to make conditions that I can use it for mitzvahs too, where it's possible. Then you can use, with the guidelines that we'll say as we go through, for certain mitzvahs also. Okay. So it'd be advisable to do that, even if you don't make use of it. But you have that option if you need it. If you decide not to do it and to give all your ma'aser to tzedakah or to aniyim, is matovu manoi. But at least you reserve the right that if the situation comes up, that you'd like to be able to take advantage of that condition. So therefore he says like this, if hifrish maos ma'aser lelo kol tnai, ein lasos ben shum dover mitzvah acher, eliyit nem laniyim. If you didn't make any condition when you started to take Maaser, and you, what's it called, are taking it as pure Maaser Ksofim, as if you would be required to take Maaser Ksofim, then you're bound to the strict guidelines of what Maaser Ksofim is. You can't use it for any mitzvah. We'll see that even that's not, there's exceptions. But that's pretty much the rule. Omna, Yeshikosvu, the whole mitzvah should tovel the yodo. Im lohoya yecholis be yodo. The lohoya oso osa mitzvah lavachi. Yachol liknos min a maaser. Some hold that even under those circumstances, if there's a mitzvah that you could not have done if you didn't use maaser money. If you don't use maaser money, there's no way you could do that mitzvah. Okay? And you wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have done that mitzvah. Okay? So it's not that you're doing it and you're using Maaser money for something that you had to do and would have done. So you wouldn't have done it. So if you wouldn't have done it, means that you wouldn't have to do it. That's all about Rishayim. We're talking about the fact that you're being honest. If you didn't use the Maaser money, you wouldn't be able to do this mitzvah, and therefore you'd be exempt from the mitzvah because you couldn't do it. It's impossible. So you'd be exempt. Yochol liknos, then you can buy that mitzvah or use Maaser money to perform that mitzvah. Perush, what does that mean? What's an example? Sheesh mitzvah shodom mechuyiv lasos, gamim ein biyodom mos mais. There's certain mitzvahs that even if you don't have the means to do it, you're chayiv to do it, right? Dezev mikri dover shebechova. That's a mitzvah you must do, okay? And you have to give even a fifth of your whole total estate to fulfill a mitzvah. And if you can't, so you're an honest. Right, you really have to do it, but you can't because you don't have the funds. They know you chol shtamish tzorach kapa meiser, most meiser. Like we explained, the cardinal rule is Meiser can't be used for something you're required to do. It can only be used for voluntary things. So a mitzvah that you're required to do, even if you don't have the money for it, you're required to do it. But if you don't have the money, you can't do it. So that's not that the requirement goes away, that it becomes now voluntary. It's not voluntary, it's obligatory. But you can't do it because you don't have the money, you're an onus. That's not what we're talking about. Yesh mitzvah she'ein echiyuvis. Uva'ovin shim'ein mols biyado lo haya osaklal. You wouldn't do that mitzvah at all. An example, a mitzvah you're not required to do, but if you have the money, it's nice to do something like that.
Would hider mitzvah be a mitzvah
that... That's the separate thing. Hider mitzvah, there are rules how much you have to spend on hider mitzvah. I don't want to get into hider mitzvah because it's a prat. I'm trying to find a mitzvah completely. A mitzvah that you're not really required to do. If you don't have any money, you don't have to do it. It's not that you can't do it. You don't have to do it. But if you have the money, it's nice to do it. No, tzedakah, again, either you have to do it or you're not required at all. I'm trying to think what... Hachnosis kala. Could be. You have a kala that you're not personally involved with. Could be you're not required to help this kala out. Right? If you have the money, it's nice to do. If you don't have the money, you're not required to spend money on that, right, that you don't have. It's not that you're required, but you can't do it. You're not required. Could be, that's a good example. Just think of an example like Ksiva Sefer Torah. According to those opinions that today you don't have to write a Sefer Torah. By Sfarim. Okay, so I don't have to write a Sefer Torah, according to those opinions. But if I had the money, it'd be nice to write a Sefer Torah and donate it to a shul or whatever. So let's use that as an example, even though it doesn't apply according to all opinions. So if you have the money, it's nice to initiate writing a Sefer Torah. You don't have the money, you're not required to do that. Okay. So that's the kind of mitzvah we're talking about. Okay. V'yesh mitzvah she'enech yuvis, v'ovin shem'ein ma'as b'yod alohi osos ha'klau, or mitzvahs eilu yochel asos m'mas ha'maiser, even if you didn't make any conditions. Those kind of mitzvahs are considered voluntary mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah, but it's totally voluntary. I don't have to do it. But if I, and I don't have to use my money to do it. But if I have miser money, right, then I would like to use the miser money to be able to fill that mitzvah. In those situations, it's not something I have to do. It's something that I'm volunteering to do. So I can use miser money for a voluntary mitzvah that I wouldn't have done if I didn't have the miser money to use. Okay.
And it's not considered taking money away from money?
So some people hold that even in that situation you can't, because you're stealing from aniyim. If you normally gave your miser, right? That's what he says. I'll skip over here, but I'll read what he says. V'ula, gamla deyazu. Even according to that opinion, that you can use mos miser for those kinds of mitzvahs. Im nohog arayom lahafrish mos miser lezitim laniyim. If until now your minig was to give all your miser money to aniyim, right? Shuv koma shiyafish ma'aser yeshayich laniyim. Then basically, whatever you separate for ma'aser, automatically now belongs to aniyim, because that's what you got into the habit of doing. The ain lasos mimos ma'aser shum tvar mitzvah acher, because you're stealing from aniyim. Right. However, there hataras nadarim would help. Then you can be matur neder, but then you have to be matur neder.
Like say Shabbat
Chol. What? Could be that you're not required, right? Under the circumstances, you're not required to buy X and Y Z for Shabbos. But if you could have mice and money to use, you would do it. Could be that also goes into the club. Yeah. However, even in your case, okay, we on them yeshikos v'shikos shelo umber b'feirish shikavanos olosis amos mice laniim. Hagam shenoah kol hazman lasitom laniyim ein zeh nezer. The mistama daito hachish yuchal akayim kol mitzvah sheyirtze milvarim omr b'feirish shel aniyim davka. That only applies if you said b'feirish, I'm only giving my maaser to aniyim. But you didn't say that. But that's what you did. We assume that you had in the back of your mind that if you would ever need it for a mitzvah, you'd use it. for a mitzvah, and you wouldn't give it to aniyim. So then, you can, even without Hataras Nedarim, do it. Okay. Okay, therefore, it's a good idea that when you start to give Maaser, right, or when you realize what the halakha is, and until now you thought differently, you should then make this condition. I am making a condition that mitzvahs that are possible to use for Maaser, that I'm giving that option to myself. I may not do that all the time, but I'm giving myself the option. I'm making that condition. And we said even more than that, persons make condition, I'm not giving Maaser as pure, right, strict Maaser. I'm doing it as a minig, and I have the right to decide what I will give it to, as long as there are some kind of guidelines that it's okay to do.
Does it have to be done verbally, that condition, or just in the mind?
It's better to verbally say it. But even if you didn't, but you're koveya, that's a thing that also helps. Okay. Okay, even if you use Maaser for mitzvahs, it shouldn't be all your Maaser, nor the predominant part. It should be a fraction, a percentage, right? And he doesn't say exactly what the percentage should be, but it shouldn't be the majority of your Maaser money, except under certain circumstances. And we'll see where that may not be. What we said before is, way back, that it's preferable for a person to make the following tonight. I'm not giving this as Maaser per se. I'm not obligating myself for Maaser. I'm going to, half of the Maaser that I take, I can use for mitzvahs across the board. The other half I'll give to things that are only for the sake of Maaser, only things that are purely okay to use, or for real strict Maaser, with the stipulation that if I need that money for myself, I have the option to borrow it and use it for myself and pay it back when I'll have the money. That's the safest way to do it. Okay. Okay, nisbar la'el the mitzvah shechayeh bohem. I'm doing this inside because there's so many conditions here. It's better to hear what he has to say, and whatever I have to add or subtract. Mitzvahs that a person is chayev to do, kigon tzitzis. If you have an arba conference, you have to wear tzitzis. And besides the fact, since the minig is that religious men wear tzitzis, so even though it's not really a chiyuv, that becomes a chiyuv. Right. No respectable religious guy is going to go without tzitzis. So that's a chiyuv. Tefillin. You have to have tefillin. Talis. You have to have, if you're a married man, you have to have a talis. Or you're a svardi, you have to have a talis, even if you're not married. Mezuzah. You have to have mezuzahs on your doors. Shofar. Esrik. Sukkah. Ner Chanukah. Megillah. Kiddush. Havdalah. Dalet kosos. Matzah. Mor. Ein rishai liknosimos meiser. Strictly speaking, right, except we'll see that there are exceptions, you can't buy them from Mos Meiser. Because again, the rule is, you can't use Meiser money for something you require to do. Okay. Kamo Kane, not only can't you use Meiser money to buy these mitzvahs, but Ein Lenakos Micheshben HaRevach Moshe Hotzi Ala Mitzvahs. You can't subtract from your earnings what you spent on those mitzvahs and take less Meiser because of that. In other words, if you earn $1,000 a month, you take Maaser monthly, and one month you had to buy tefillin for $600. You can't subtract the $600 from your earnings and say, well, this month I only earned $400, and I'm only going to take $40 Maaser instead of $100 Maaser. No, that can't be deducted. That's a chiyuv. That has nothing to do with your Maaser, one way or the other.
What about Yisafer's?
What?
What about the Yisafer's Zvulun thing?
I'm not chayiv to support somebody else in learning. So I'm not chayiv to become a zvul.
So you could do that.
That goes into the first klal we said. It's a mitzvah that if I have maaser to use, I'd like to do it. If I don't have, I'm not mechuyiv to do it. The Eisha Kosfu. Now here's one exception. Arba minim. It doesn't say anywhere I have to buy arba minim. It says I have to be yotzei the mitzvah. There's a way of being yotzei that mitzvah without buying it. Going to my friend and saying, give it to me as a matana, maslahatzu. let me borrow your estrogen to look. First day you can't borrow it, it has to be yours. So I want you to give it to me with the stipulation I'll give it back to you. But for the time that I have it, it's mine. And you're yosei like that. So I don't have to go. And it used to be that people do that all the time. Not everybody bought an estrogen lulav. Right? There were one or two people that had estrogen lulav. People were yosei with their estrogen lulav. Or the shul bought an estrogen lulav. There was yosei with the shul's estrogen lulav. So now if I want to go buy estrogen lulav, it could fall into the other category. It's a mitzvah I have to do, but I don't have to buy it. So if I have the meiser money, I'd like to buy it and have my own. That could be then that you could buy it. Im efshir yikav matan amanas lahasir. Vim I efshir, right? V'chein tefillin. Kshuani. A person's poor. He doesn't have to buy a pair of tefillin. He just has to put on tefillin. If he can find somebody, Mr. Brewer says you shouldn't rely on that because you're not going to find somebody every day that's going to loan you his tefillin. Here you can even borrow it. It doesn't have to be yours. So I don't have to buy tefillin. I just have to put on tefillin. So if I can find somebody every day to loan me their tefillin after their yotzei, and I'll daven by the second minyan, they daven by the first minyan, then that's fine. Now, if I have the money for meiser, I would like to buy my own pair of tefillin. Could be that you could buy tefillin from that, according to that first, guideline. So then, yochol liknos mimos meiser. Leyeser says, yishalam min hago ad keis. However, if until now you didn't take that in consideration, and you took it for granted that you couldn't buy any mitzvahs that you're required to do from Meiser, right? You should be Matur Neder. V'shuv yikavel olav l'hafrish b'tnai sheyuchal liknos. Then you should stipulate that those kinds of mitzvahs that you have to do, but you don't have to own them. That if you only have the way of owning them by from Maos Meiser, then you can use Maos Meiser for that. Call Nesinos Vinyonit Sdoka Shirogal Lasis Besot Besolaniyim. Yochul Nako Sach Zemikesh Vinomaiser. Any Sdoka beyond the minimum that you're required to give. Okay? Or, for instance, you belong to a shul and they put a tax, Mos Chitim. Everybody has to give. There's certain places like that. It's not voluntary. It's a tax. Every member has to give a certain amount for Mos Chitim. That for sure you can't use for Meiser. But anything beyond that, that you decide to give tzedakah, right, you can take off from your Meiser. In other words, if I gave $200 worth of tzedakah that I didn't have to give, I can count that as my Meiser and take off $200 from my Meiser and use it for other things. Take it as my own. Because I gave already the $200 meiser towards tzedakah. Uvilvad shehis neveh shekibol of the hafrish meiser sheyuchal lechalik kirtzona. You have to make the condition though that you can give it to whoever you want, whenever you want. Otherwise, it could be you have to give it to the first oni that comes along. So, in order to avoid that, where you have the right to give it at any time to anyone you want, it's good to make a condition. Okay, we get the basic idea. Next time we'll go into a lot more details. Yeah.
Isn't that the expenses that you take off from your income?
So we did that, I think, either last time or two times ago, whatever. But we'll go through it again. If we finish this, we'll make a summary of all the things that are really nogeya lemaisa. Somebody asked me a shaila recently, and think about it. Tell me what you think. I'll tell you what I think at the end of the week, too, next week. Somebody asked me, they would like to be able to learn Torah. And they have now Meiser money available to them, that if they use that Meiser to live on, they'll be able to stop working a day or two during the week and sit and learn. Can they use Meiser for that kind of learning? That was basically Meiser to pay themselves so they'll be able to learn. Not to be able to not work a day of the week, right, exist on their Meiser money, in order they should be able to learn Torah, which they wouldn't have learned that Torah. Now, a person can get away with saying Kriya Shema morning and night, or having a 15-minute Seder in the morning and night. But they want to do more and be Mekayim in the midst of Talmud Torah. Okay? If they wouldn't have the Meiser money, they couldn't do that. If they'll use the Meiser money, they'll be able to do it. So it could be it fits into those kind of mitzvahs that you're not really required to do, but you could volunteer to do, right? And if you didn't have the miser money, you couldn't volunteer to do it. So it could be you could use that. On the other hand, maybe not. Maybe here, if you'd have to say, I need to pay somebody to teach me Torah. So I'm taking the miser money and using it to pay a melamed. But here you're using the miser money for your own expenses, so you can be free not to work to be able to learn. So the miser money is not going towards the learning per se, it's going to your household expenses so you'll be able to learn. Maybe that's not the same thing. So I don't know. I have to think about it. But if you have something to think about, if you want to pass from the Shiloh by next week, let me know.